just give two announcements.
我们啊，请大家回座。我们有先嗯，要先报告两件事。
The first is we have a non-profit organization meeting next week, which is for those of you who filled out that detailed form for the Taipei government. This allows us to get tax exempt status. So if you have filled out that form, then you need to make sure you're here next week.
我们下礼拜有一个非盈利机构的的一个会议要开会，所以你如果曾经填过表格的话，如果你是有加入成为议员的话，请记得留下来开会。
And we'll have that after church.
我们会在讲道结束后开会。
And also, we're also organizing the church into official membership, which is different from the non-profit. This is for the church where you'd vote on elders and things like that. So I have forms, just kind of a membership survey in Chinese and English. If you're interested in joining the church to become a member, then please take one and fill it out.
那至于我们教会的部分，如果我们现在正要打算建立会友的制度，如果你想要加入我们教会成为我们的会友，后面会有那个中英文表格，你自己拿去填，然后交回来。
We've been around since 2003, but we're only slowly getting organized.
教会是2003年建立的，那这已经三年了，我们就是逐渐要建立一个制度起来。
And you can see some of the other announcements.
其他的报告可以自己看那个。
Well, we're still in Matthew.
我们还在讲马太福音。
And we're going to finish up chapter 24 today.
今天要结束马太福音24章。
I want to get a volunteer. Sometimes we read in the middle of the sermon, but I want to read the text at the beginning of the sermon this time.
今天我希望先来读这段经文。
So it would be verse 35 to 51, and I need one person to volunteer for English and one to volunteer for Chinese.
今天要读马太福音24章35节到51节，我们请一位帮我们念英文，一位帮我们念中文。
Okay, Matthew 24, 35 through 51. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. But of that day and hour no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, nor the Son, but the Father alone.For the coming of the Son of Man will be just like the days of Noah. For as in those days before the flood they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered the ark. And they did not understand until the flood came and took them all away. So will the coming of the Son of Man be. Then there will be two men in the field, one will be taken and one will be left. Two women will be grinding at the mill, one will be taken and one will be left.Therefore, be on the alert, for you do not know which day your Lord, is coming. But be sure of this, that if the head of the house had known at what time of the night the thief was coming, he would have been on the alert and would not have allowed his house to be broken into. For this reason, you also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour when you do not think he will. Who then is the faithful and sensible slave whom his master put in charge of his household?To give them their food at the proper time. Blessed is that slave whom his master finds so doing when he comes. Truly I say to you that he will put him in charge of all his possessions. But if that evil slave says in his heart, My master is not coming for a long time, and begins to beat his fellow slaves and eat and drink with drunkards, the master of that slave will come on a day when he does not expect him, and at an hour which he does not know.And will cut him in pieces and assign him a place with the hypocrites. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
谁要念中文？
三十五节，天地要废去，我的话却不能废去。但那日子、那时辰，没有人知道，连天上的使者也不知道，子也不知道，唯独父知道。挪亚的日子怎样，人子降临也要怎样。当洪水以前的日子，人照样吃喝取价。 直到挪亚进方舟的那日，不知不觉洪水来了，把他们全都冲去，人子降临也要这样。那时两个人在田里，取去一个撇下一个，两个女人推磨取去一个撇下一个，所以你们要警醒，因为不知道你们的主是哪一天来到。家主若知道几更天有贼来，就必警醒，不容人挖透房屋，这是你们所知道的，所以你们也要预备，因为你们想不到的时候，人子就来了。谁是忠心有见识的仆人，为主人所派，管理家里的人，按时分粮给他们呢？主人来到，看见他们这样行，那仆人就有福。我实在告诉你们，主人要派他管理一切所有的。倘若那恶仆心里说，我的主人必来的迟，就动手打他的同伴，又和喝醉的人一同吃喝，在想不到的日子，不知道的时辰，那仆人的主人来了，要来，重重地处置他，定他和假冒为善的人同罪，在那里必要哀哭切齿了。
Thank you.
谢谢。
Now, you know, last week we started with the disciples asking, what's going to be the sign that the temple will be destroyed and the sign of your coming?
上礼拜我们谈到门徒在问耶稣说，圣殿被毁之前会有什么预兆，还有末世来临之前会有什么预兆。
And that turned out to be a big topic for Jesus to answer. He started answering it and he's continuing to answer it.
结果耶稣就利用这个机会讲了很多的事情，那今天也是继续他的回答。
And he's telling different parables.
那这边他讲了一个不同的比喻。
Now, I think you guys are all familiar with times when you have to wait for something.
在座应该都很有那种等待的经验。
It's when an event is coming up, but it hasn't quite yet arrived, and you're just, that's the thing you're waiting for.
就是有一件事情快要发生，可是还没有发生，所以你就在等着它发生。
Now, how many of you are still in college?
在座有多少人还在读大学？
Did you have an exam yet for this semester?
这个学期考过试没
？When does it come?
什么时候要考
？Friday.
礼拜五要考，期中考。
You know that feeling when the exam's coming up and it's not there yet, and you still got to keep studying and you just want it to be over.
你都有那种感觉哦，就是考试快到了，然后可是还没来，所以你就不断的一直在用功。
Or some of you, when you're wanting to switch jobs or get your first job, you've applied for the position and you're waiting to hear back from them. You're waiting for a phone call or a letter in the mail.
或者你在找工作，然后你去面谈了，或者是怎么样，你就是在等着他们打电话通知你，或用信件通知你，告诉你有没有录取。
Now, a lot of people all over Taiwan had a time of waiting just recently.
最近呢，全台湾人都有这种等待的经验。
It was the time of campaigning. Thousands of people were running for different local offices.
就是这次的选举，有好多人出来竞选。
And the voters were, anticipating it, and the campaign workers were working hard.
所以选民在期待这次的选举结果，那候选人也是很努力的在宣传自己。
And they had to wait right up until the end of the election before they could be done.
可是大家都必须要一直等到选举结束才能够结束这个等待。
I think they're smart in Taiwan. They finish the polls at 4 p.m. so they can have time to actually get the results. A lot of times in other countries,The polls end late at night, and so you have to wait until the next day to hear the results.
台湾很聪明哦，四点就结束投票，然后当天晚上就可以知道结果。可是很多国家他们，投票结束是在很晚的时候，所以要到第二天才知道选举的结果。
But a lot of people can't rest until the result comes.
很多人不到这个结果出来，他没有办法放松。
You know, they'll think, who's going to get elected? What's going to happen to the economy? What's going to happen to the nation?
就会一直想说谁会当选，那这个结果会对国家、对经济有什么样的影响。
But now the election's over, the event's done.
不过现在选举已经结束了。
Now the Bible passage we read today is also talking about a time of waiting.
那今天这段经文也是在讲等待一件事发生。
And the event coming up it is talking about is not something like an election or a new job or an exam.
今天讲的这个等待的这件事情啊，跟刚刚讲的要等选举结果、等工作录取结果不一样啊。
So right now we're in a time of waiting for the arrival of a person.
这是在讲要等一个人来。
Now I don't think the world really realizes this, but the whole world is actually in a time of waiting for the arrival of a person.
其实我们全世界都在等待一个人来，但是不见得每个人都知道。
We're waiting for the arrival of Jesus.
我们在等耶稣再来。
For him to come back and bring the end of the world.
等耶稣再来，来结束这个世界。
Now I know this might not seem like a very interesting event.
也许你不会觉得这种事情有什么有趣的。
You know, the end of the world, Jesus coming, it seems like something kind of far off.
觉得说啊，世界末日来到，然后耶稣再来，这种事情好像跟我们遥不可及。
I mean, sometimes people wake up in the morning and they're thinking, oh,I forgot to buy coffee. I got to go find a coffee shop because I need to drink my coffee.
有些人早上醒来第一件事就是想到说，我忘了买咖啡。第一件事情就要去买咖啡。
Maybe not so much so in Taiwan.
可能台湾人比较不会这么沉迷咖啡哦。
But they think about daily life things. You know, my need for a job or to get a husband or a wife or to go to a good school.
可是可能每天想的都是啊，怎么样找个好工作啊，或者讨个老婆啊，或者是学校怎么样。
So maybe people don't feel like, oh, we're in that time of waiting for Jesus to come back.
所以很多人不会有那种正在等耶稣再来的那一种心情。
And my answer to that is just because it doesn't feel important doesn't mean it is the most important thing.
可是你不觉得重要，不表示这件事就不重要。
Even if you don't think it has much relevance to you, it might be the defining event in your life.
也许你觉得这件事情跟你没有什么关系，可是这件事或许对你的人生有最大的影响。
Now, let me give you an example.
我举一个例子好。
Now, I'm sure you were all very good students in school, right?
我相信在求学时期应该都是好学生，对不对？
You probably stayed up late at nights to study, and you were worrying about your grades and your credentials and the tests that were coming up.
可能常常熬夜在那边读书啊，就是担心你的成绩好不好。
I'm seeing if anyone's shaking their head, no. Well, you've probably all known students who did not do that, did not study hard.
不过你可能也有认识同学是不用功的。
They just did not prepare for the exams.
根本考试到了也不会去努力。
They were a lot more interested in their social life and their having fun with their friends.
那种学生他就是比较喜欢跟朋友出去玩。
And these other things that were school was about wasn't looming in their mind, wasn't important.
他们都不会觉得说课业很重要。
I went to Columbia University in New York City, and I knew an engineering student there just like this.
我在纽约哥伦比亚大学念书的时候，有个理工科的学生就是这样。
He and his friend got into playing computer games.
他跟他朋友就迷上了玩电脑游戏。
And they got so into it, they'd spend hours and hours on the games, and they'd stay late up night trying to get to the next level of their game.
就他们真的是玩上瘾了，常常就是通宵熬夜在那边玩游戏。
Now to them, studying somehow just didn't seem important anymore.
对他们来说，读书好像不重要了。
And they would a lot of times miss class the next day. Why? Well, because they stayed up so late.Doing their games that they're, you know, slept through the whole day the next day.
然后他们也常常就是翘课，因为熬夜去玩电脑，结果第二天只好睡一整天。
So at that point, for them, the defining moment, the defining thing in their life was not school and grades and tests coming up. It was how far, how advanced they got on the levels of their computer game.
当时对他们来说最重要的事情并不是课业怎么样，而是他们在这个积分能够玩到几分最重要。
But it wasn't.
可是其实他们想法是错了。
Attending classes and taking tests was the thing that defined them.
对他们来说上课跟考试才是最重要的。
And it wasn't till they started beginning to fail out of school that they realized, wait a second, what I'm doing isn't what's important.
后来是因为被当了，好像快要被退学了，才发现，哇，我玩这个电脑游戏其实没那么重要。
They finally started, you know, deleting all the games on their computers because they realized I'm going to get kicked out of my school.
就开始把那个电脑游戏跟从电脑上删除，因为发现都快要被退学了。
I think one of these kind of guys at the engineering school even was so convicted about it, he made a fake computer game program.
那其中有一个理工科同学哦，他因为实在是很自责哦，他就写了一个程式，一个假的电脑游戏的程式。
You know how students will like just illegally copy each other's games instead of buying them.
你知道很多学生都喜欢私底下去拷贝游戏，都不是真的自己去买的。
And when you put the disc in to copy, a picture comes up of whatever game it is. It's an icon on your screen.
那你把磁片放进去要拷贝的时候，那个电脑上就会出现一个图案。
So he designed it where you think you're copying a game and you get this icon for Tetris.
所以呢，他就设计一个程式，就是你以为你是在拷贝一个俄罗斯方块的游戏到你的电脑上。
And every time you'd open it, it would just pop up and say, "Get back to work, you lazy student."
可是这是假的哦，所以你一去打开的话，它就会跳出来有一行字说，赶快回去念书。
And the thing is, he designed it so.Once you'd copied it onto your computer, you could not erase it.
那他设计的就是把它设计成一旦拷贝进来，这行字就已经消不掉了。
Literally, I saw it, and it was just a constant reminder on the screen of what's important and what's not important.
我真的亲眼看到他电脑上就是有一行字在那边不断的在提醒他什么才是最重要的。
And I think this student designed this.Fake game because he had come to realize himself what was really important and what he should have been thinking about and waiting for.
我想这个同学他会这样来提醒自己，是因为他发现什么事才是最重要，才是他应该去期待的。
So my point is that Jesus coming back may not seem that important, but it really is the defining event in all human history.
所以我的重点是也许耶稣再来对你来说你不觉得是一件很重要的事，可是这对全人类来说是最重要的一件事。
And it's what humanity has been waiting for 2,000 years so far.
在过去这2000年来全人类在期待的就是耶稣再来这件事。
So even in chapter 24 and even into chapter 25, Jesus spends a lot of time talking about this, his second coming.
所以在马太福音24章25章耶稣花很多的篇幅来谈他第二次再来的事。
But I know it's probably more easy to understand the importance of an exam coming up.
不过我们当然比较容易去了解一个考试是很重要，但是比较难去了解耶稣再来很重要。
And it still might not seem clear why is it important that Jesus, why is Jesus' second coming is important.
比较很难去了解为什么耶稣再来是一件很重要的事。
So I'm going to give you some reasons for its importance.
所以我要提出几个理由让你们了解为什么耶稣再来是一件很重要的事。
The first is the coming of Jesus is important because Jesus, the person, is important.
耶稣再来这件事情很重要。第一个原因是耶稣他是一个很重要的人。
Now if I told you next Sunday, Next Sunday, we'll have a special guest speaker. His name's Eric Pilson.
如果我跟大家宣布说，下礼拜主日我们有一个讲员要来，他的名字叫 Eric Pilson.
Actually, he'll be coming in February as an intern for 7 months, but I'm just using his name as an example here.
他其实明年二月要来这边实习七个月哦，那我只是先用他的名字做个比喻。
But,If I told you that, would any of you come dressed up extra special to church?
如果这样跟你宣布，你会不会下个礼拜就穿得很正式来呢？
Would any of you get up early to make sure you could get the front seat?
你会不会提早来教会抢前面的位置呢？
During the week, while you're at work, would you be looking forward to this great special day and call up all your friends, hey, make sure you come to church this day, we have this guest speaker.
那你会不会在那个礼拜的工作的时候也常常一直在想这件事情，然后打电话给亲朋好友邀请他们来听这个讲员讲道。
Now, Eric is a good man, but nobody knows him.
Eric 是个好人，可是呢，问题是我们没有人认识他。
He's just a seminary student.
他现在只是一个神学院的学生。
We don't even know how well he preaches.
我们甚至不晓得他讲道讲得怎么
样。And he doesn't have any power or influence over other people.
他对他的影响力也不大。
Well, let me try this again.
那我再换个人好
了。If I gave you an announcement that saying we have a special guest next week, President Chen Shui-bian.
那如果我跟大家宣布说下个礼拜主日我们有一个特别的来宾就是陈水扁总统
Or take your pick of your favorite world leader
或者是某一个 你最欣赏的一个世界领袖要来
Would that affect how you address and would that affect whom you call up and invite
那这会不会影响你下礼拜啊穿着的服装影响你会邀请什么样的人来呢
You'd probably think it was the most important Sunday the whole year
也许你会觉得说那是下礼拜真的是一整年当中对你来说最重要的一个礼拜天。
You see, the coming of someone is important if that person is important.
如果有一个人他是一个非常重要的人物，他的来临就是一件很重要的事。
Now, who's this person, Jesus, who basically is saying in these pages we're reading that his coming is the most important event in all of history?
耶稣到底是谁呢？为什么他的再来会是人类史上最重要的一件事呢？
That's a bold claim.
这真的是一个很大胆的一个宣称哦，竟然说他是最重要的。
Now you need to read the rest of the Gospels to get to know Jesus better and understand this better.
你需要把福音书读完，你才能够对耶稣有清楚的了解。
And even we begin at the beginning of each service to read some prophecy from the Old Testament about Jesus' coming.
我们都会读到我们在那个旧约有很多的预言都是在讲耶稣再来。
But even in the first two verses we read today, you can see a little bit of Jesus' importance.
其实在今天这段经文头两节我们都可以看到耶稣的重要性。
Look at verse 35.
看35节。
Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away.
天地要废去我的话却不能废去。
That doesn't look like a big claim, but it's an amazing claim.
这句话看起来好像不怎么样，可是其实是非常重要的一句话。
Now, you know, a different religion, the Muslims, they still say Jesus was a great prophet.
你知道像回教徒他们到现在仍然是说耶稣是一个伟大的先知。
But that comment is not quite true. It's not quite right.
可是光说耶稣是先知并不对啊。
Jesus is even more important than a prophet.
耶稣比先知还重要。
And we defined prophecy last week. What was it?
上礼拜我们定义所谓的预言到底是什么
See, I can sneak tests in too.
可以给大家一个随堂考哦。
So what do you remember? What was our basic definition of prophecy?
预言的一个基本定义是什么
That's what Aaron said. See, you remember what other people tell you. Truth that comes from God. Or basically speaking from God.
从上帝来的话就是预言。
You remember the telephone prophet? See, it's relaying what one person says to another person on the phone.
记得我举的例子，我说有的人不喜欢接电话，然后就请另外一个人接电话帮他传话。
But they're only speaking what the other person is saying.
可他们只是传对方传别人的话，他们不会帮他讲话。
So all the prophets would say, "Thus says the Lord."
所以每一个先知，他们一开口就是说万军之耶和华说。
They would say, "God's word will not fail."
他们会说上帝的话不会落空。
Well, look at what Jesus says here. He says, "This is what I say. My words will not fail."
所以耶稣在这边也是讲说，我的话绝对不会落空，绝对不能废去。
The Jews knew what this kind of comment meant.
那耶稣犹太人很了解耶稣这样讲的意思。
Jesus was claiming to be God.
耶稣这样讲其实是在自称宣称他是神。
He was claiming.I'm not just a prophet of God, I am God himself.
他在宣称我不只是神的先知我自己就是神。
See, Jesus is the highest ruler overall.
耶稣是全宇宙最高的主宰。
He's the greatest world leader.
他是最伟大的全球领袖。
If he really is God, he is that. He is the greatest.
如果耶稣真的是神那他当然就是世界上最伟大的一个主宰。
So his coming would be more important than any President of the most powerful nation on the earth today.
所以耶稣的再来绝对比当今任何一个国家的领袖再来还要重要。
Now he's not just God, but he's Savior.
耶稣不但是神，他也是一个救主。
Look at verse 36.
看三十六节。
But concerning that day and the hour, no one knows, not even the angels of heaven nor the Son, but the Father only.
那日子那时辰没有人知道，连天上的使者也不知道，子也不知道，唯独父知道。
Why am I talking about Savior from this verse?
为什么从这节经文我会谈到这个救主呢
He says here the Son does not know.
因为他这边说子也不知道。
He's talking about his humanity.
他在讲他的人性的部分。
This is a great mystery of God's plan of salvation.
这是上帝救赎计划当中一个很大的奥秘。
Not only is Jesus God the Son, but then He came and we celebrated at Christmas, He took on human nature in addition to His divine nature.
上帝的儿子耶稣他不但有神性他来到世上他还取得人的本性。
He's God, He's man in one person. We don't understand that.
他一个人身上就是既是神又是人，这是我们所不能了解的。
But when you see things about His humanity, you understand that Jesus is the Savior because He took on human nature to save us.
可是你看见耶稣他取得人性来救赎我们，就可以看出他身上的神性。
He took on human nature to become the mediator between God and man.And to offer himself as a perfect sacrifice.
他取得人的本性，成为人跟神中间的一个中保，然后他也献上自己为祭。
So Jesus is important for two reasons, and his second coming is important the same way. One, because he's God, and two, because he's your Savior.
所以耶稣再来这件事非常重要，因为第一，耶稣是神，他很重要。第二是他是一位救主。
Now, I don't know, have any of you ever had someone save your life?
在座有没有人有经验你有那种所谓的救命恩人？有没有人对你有救命之恩？
Oh, wow, I see some people raising their hands. You know, if everyone else thought it wasn't important, if you had the person who had saved your life, and I said, okay, next week we have a special guest, this person, to you, that would be an important person. You'd want to come, you'd want to see them.
如果我们下礼拜要请来的这个特别的来宾他是刚好是你的救命恩人对别人来说这个人可能不怎么重要可是对你来说这他简直是你生命中最重要的一个人。
It doesn't matter if that person had no influence or power or anything, but to you, it would be a defining moment that you would be looking forward to be able to meet that person again.
也许对别人来说这个人是一个无名小卒可是对你来说他却是一个最重要的人你会非常想要看到他。
So Jesus' second coming is important because he is God, the most powerful being in the universe, the creator, and it's also important because he's the savior.
所以耶稣再来这件事非常重要因为他本身是一个非常重要的人他就是上帝他是创造宇宙一切的
And so,
的神那第二呢他也是救主。
And so like the week before an exam,All our life, we're in this time of waiting for Jesus' coming.
所以我们等待耶稣再来，就好像我们在等待下个礼拜要考试那种心情。
Now think about a time of waiting.
我们来想想看等待的那种心情。
If you know something exciting or important is going to come up, you'll have trouble sleeping.
如果你知道有一件很令人兴奋的事情要发生了，你可能晚上会睡不着觉。
Now if you're looking forward to the event, you'll be too excited to sleep.
如果你是期待这件事发生，你就会兴奋的睡不着。
I don't know if you noticed a lot of children the day before Christmas, they can't go to bed at night because they're looking forward to that time when the presents and everything is going to happen on Christmas Day.
很多小孩子在圣诞夜那个晚上睡不着，因为他们很期待第二天可以起来开礼物。
Now, if you're not looking forward to the event, you're too nervous to sleep.
可是你如果不期待这件事发生，你就会紧张的睡不着。
If you're dreading it or if it's really crucial to your life,You're too nervous to sleep.
如果你害怕这件担心这件事发生或者你这件事对你有很太大的影响你可能就会紧张的睡不着。
I think a lot of children have trouble sleeping the night before their first day at school or their first day at a new school.
很多小孩子在他们第一天上学之前一天晚上或者是要转学到一个新学校前一天晚上会紧张的睡不着。
Because it's an important thing. I mean, you're going to meet new teachers and new students. Will people like you?It's a big deal.
因为对他们来说是一件大事，要见到很多新的同学、新的老师。
But either way, it's hard to relax if you're dreading it or if you're excited about it.
可是不管你是很兴奋或者很紧张，你都是很让你很难放松。
And that thing is just looming in the distance. I don't think you could go to a beach and just lie there comfortably and you know sip on a cold.Drink or something when you're there, because you're just thinking about that event. You couldn't enjoy it.
So, if you're 期待一件事情要来，你根本就是一直在想这件事情，你不可能很放松到海滩上去躺在那边啊，做日光浴啊，喝喝饮料，在那边很轻松。
Now, there's one additional thing related to Jesus's coming.
另外还有一件事跟耶稣再来有关。
Not only is it the coming of the most important, the person in the world, not only is it a defining event in your life, the other thing is it's not known when it will be. It will be a surprise.
所以关于耶稣再来这件事情，第一，耶稣是一个很重要的人，那我们就期待他再来。那但是还有一点是我们需要知道，就是他什么时候再来是我们不知道的，是我们想不到的时候他会来。
So Jesus, I mean, well, just think if you know when a test coming up, you know where your life's going. If you don't know when it's going to happen, it's you're always on edge in a sense.
如果你知道哪一天要考试，你就可以有所准备。可是如果不知道哪一天考试，你就会一直都很紧张。
So Jesus keeps using parables and saying, "Watch, be ready."
所以耶稣用很多比喻来告诉大家要警醒，要准备好。
And he gives us three things here that examples of how we need to watch and be ready.
这段经文给讲了三个比喻，教我们怎么样预备好自己。
First thing he talks about is what?
第一件是什么？
Noah.
挪亚。
He gives an example of the time of Noah.
讲拿挪亚来做例子。
It's a big event then, wasn't it?
那个当时这个大洪水对。
Nothing less than the destruction of the world.
那是大概是最严重的一件事情。
And when that time was coming up, there were two kinds of people.
所以洪水来的时候，当时可以分成两种人。
Noah knew God's judgment was coming, and he was preparing for it.
一种是像挪亚这样，他知道上帝审判会来临，所以他就预备自己来迎接。
He was building an ark to escape the flood.
所以他就造方舟，要来躲过这个洪水。
And though other people must have seen him building that ark, no one else paid attention.
很多人一定看见挪亚在造方舟，可是没有人特别注意他。
Everyone else did as they always do. They were eating, drinking, getting married, all those things.
那些人就照常吃喝嫁娶，根本就不在意这件事。
But that event was the defining event for their lives too.
可是那场洪水对他们的人生是一个最大的转捩点。
It came sudden and unexpectedly and everything was destroyed.
洪水就这样突然来了，把所有的人都冲去。
Now Jesus gives a second example in verse 43 about a thief.
43节耶稣举第二个例子就是讲小偷。
And again, a thief's coming is not expected.
小偷的来通常不是在我们的期待当中。
The thief doesn't give you an advance phone call.
小偷不会事先打电话来。
Hey, around Monday from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m, can you go out to eat and just stay there a while because I'm going to come rob your house.
不会先打电话来说礼拜一晚上六点到九点当中你们可不可以出去吃饭呢，不要回来因为我要来偷你们钱。
It's a surprise.
通常都是意想不到时候来。
When you least expect it.
在你完全想不到时候。
When you're going about your business.
当你忙着自己的事情的时候。
And then Jesus gives a third example of the coming of a master who is gone and coming back.
第三个例子是讲有一个主人出门了然后就回来。
And he's left someone in charge.
那他出门的时候他就指派一个仆人来管理家里的。
Now, I don't know if any of you have children that are old enough. My kids aren't old enough for this, but parents have done this too. They've left one of their kids in charge and gone away.
有些父母要出门的时候他就请家里比较大的孩子来管理家里的事。
And you see the movies, of course, when they come back unexpectedly, there's this raging party going on.
你看过像电影的情节啊，就是父母提早回来，看到家里一团乱。
But you know how this is. If you're at a company and your boss is away,
如果你在公司工作，你的老板出门了。
The employees might be tempted to leave work early.
员工可能会想要早退。
Or they make a lot of phone calls to their friends.
或者上班的时间打电话聊天。
It really reveals who is really a faithful employee.
从这里可以看出什么样的员工才是真的忠心呢？
Same with in a school. When the teacher leaves a room, you can see which students actually care about studying.
在学校也是一样，老师如果离开教室，我们可以看出什么样的学生才是真的用功。
Now I know a lot of you are teachers, and you've probably seen this.
在座有很多老师，也许你们看过这种情形。
The students that care about it will be working hard and doing the assignment the teacher's given.
真正在乎的学生哦，老师除了教室，他们还是会那边乖乖的写作业。
The other students will get their cell phones out and start text messaging and or talking to each other.
可是 不用功的学生，他们就会拿手机出来在那边传简讯啊，在那边聊天。
So this absence of authority reveals who's really submissive to authority. When the authority's there, it doesn't really show it.
所以当权柄不在的时候，我们才可以看出谁才是真正顺服中心的。
I think it actually might be a good practice for bosses. So when you get to that level of bosses, just go away occasionally and come back early unexpectedly.
所以我想做老板的应该偶尔这样做做看哦，就是出门然后忽然提早回来。
You'll find out which employees are really good employees because they won't be the ones quickly scrambling to look like they're doing something.
那你这样提早回来就会发现哪些人才是真的忠心的员工，那些不忠心的员工就会赶快很快的想要装作很用功在工作的样子。
So this is this example Jesus gives here.
所以这边就是耶稣给的几个例子。
Now what does this have to do with you and me?
那这些跟我们有什么关系呢？
We need to, I mean, remember Jesus is telling this to his disciples.
这段回答是耶稣给门徒的。
And he keeps talking about watching and being ready.
耶稣一直在讲你们要警醒，你们要预备好。
Basically, he's trying to say, you need to open your eyes, you need to change your thinking.
基本上耶稣是在说，你们要打开你们眼睛，你们要用不同的角度来看。
What you tend to think is important is not really important in your life.
你们觉得人生中很重要的事情其实没有那么重要。
The big events are not really big events.
你们觉得重要的事情其实不重要。
Just like those students who feel like somehow text messaging their friend is a huge event they've got to do right then and they can't wait till class is over.
就像老师不在的时候呢，学生在那边传简讯，他们觉得说啊，现在一定要赶快传，这件事情很重要。
Now, Jesus has been telling these things to say, open your eyes and change your thinking and see that Jesus really is the most important thing to this world.
可是耶稣在这边告诉他们说，你们要警醒，要看清楚，耶稣再来才是这人类史上最重要的一件事。
His coming might seem far off and irrelevant, but anything else that you think is important just is not in comparison to his coming.
也许你觉得耶稣再来跟你并不是有什么关系，觉得是遥不可及的事情。可是你现在生活中你觉得很重要的那些事情，其实跟耶稣再来比起来，根本是微不足道的。
And like a boss who comes unexpectedly and sees what his employees really do, Jesus' coming will be a time of reward and also a time of judgment.
所以就像老板出门然后忽然提早回来，那你就看到员工的情形怎么样。同样的，耶稣再来的时候，他也会带来奖赏那些忠心的人。
The boss is going to reward those who were working diligently while he was gone, and those who got caught being lazy, he's going to demote, give them a salary reduction, or even fire them.
所以啊，老板回来的时候，忠心的人呢就会可能得到升迁，得到奖金，那些不忠心不认真工作的人可能就会被降职，甚至被炒鱿鱼。
But Jesus' second coming is even more serious.
可是耶稣再来是更严重的事。
Look at the last verse we read, verse 51.
你看最后一节51节。
There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
那些人必要在那里哀哭切齿了。
It's not just thatYou're going to get fired from your company and you have to go find a new job.
不只是像被炒鱿鱼需要重新找工作这么容易而已。
When Jesus comes back, those who are not right with him will be left out of all the sources of joy and goodness and beauty.
当耶稣再来的时候，那些没有跟他和好的人就要跟一切美善的祝福脱离。
And that's because our sin separates us from God.
这是因为我们的罪让我们跟神隔绝。
But God is perfect and holy. He can't be in the presence of sin.
上帝是完美，是圣洁的，他不可能跟罪融合在一起。
And God is also the source of all joy and goodness and beauty and truth.
上帝也是我们人生一切美善跟喜乐的来源。
So you got that problem. You got the beauty here.
所以一边是美善。
But you can't get close to it.
可是你却没有办法去接近这个美善。
Because sin.
因为你有罪。
And when Jesus comes back, that will be the final end. And if you're not, your sin has not been dealt with it, then you will be cast out from God's presence.
当耶稣再来的时候，如果你当时还没有跟他有和好的关系，你就会被丢出去了。
And Jesus also always uses this expression, being cast out from God's presence is where there's weeping and gnashing of teeth.
耶稣常常用爱哭切齿这个词来形容与上帝隔绝的那种处境。
So his coming is the most important, and it'll be a surprise.
所以耶稣再来是最人类史上最重要的一件事情，也是让我们意想不到的时候就来了。
And it could be any moment.
可能随时就来了。
So that means the first thing right off is right now, if possible, you need to get right with God and have your sin dealt with.
所以我们就知道，我们现在人生最重要的一件事情就是来认我们的罪。
And that's what Jesus' first coming was about.
耶稣第一次来的时候就是要来赦免我们的罪，要跟我们和好。
He lived a perfect life.
耶稣活在世上是活出完美的生命。
He was tempted in every way, but he didn't sin. He didn't fall outside of God's presence and goodness.
他在世上受过各样的试探，可是他并没有落入试探。
And then when he died on the cross, he offered to take our place.He took on all that weeping and gnashing of teeth. He took on the experience of hell and the punishment for sin of other people.
所以当耶稣死在十字架上的时候，他就替我们承担了所有的罪，来承担与神隔绝的这个处境。
And all who looked on him and trusted in him and believed in him, they got his righteousness.
所以凡是仰望他、信靠耶稣的，就会得到神的耶稣的公义。
So their sin was dealt with because.Now, from that point, Jesus did a trade, and God looks at you if you trust in Christ as if you acted perfectly your whole life, just like Jesus did.
所以凡是信靠耶稣的，就在那一刻跟耶稣交换，他们身上的罪都被耶稣承担了。所以当上帝看到你，他就看到公义。
And how do you get your sin dealt with?
那要怎么样才能够让你的罪得赦免呢？
What this whole Bible is saying is, what you do is you just look in faith.On Jesus and what he did and his promise of salvation.
圣经告诉我们说，就是需要来凭信心来相信耶稣，相信他为你牺牲。
There's nothing you personally can do to deal with it. Jesus already did it.
你没有办法靠自己来救自己，因为耶稣已经救了你。
And so that first thing, because of Jesus' second coming, could come at any moment, is.Make yourself right with God by saying to God, what I read, what Jesus did, I put my trust in it, I believe in it.
所以我们知道耶稣再来是的时候是在我们意想不到的时候，所以我们必须要做准备。我们现在就应该要跟神和好，来信靠耶稣，让我们的罪可以得到赦免。
So John 3:16, God gave his only son that whoever believed in him would have eternal life.
所以啊，约翰福音三章十六节告诉我们说，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
In 2 Corinthians 5, God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, that we might in him be the righteousness of God.
所以在哥林多后书五章也提到说，神让无罪的耶稣为我们成为罪，好叫我们在他里面得到公义。
So first thing, what this means for you, you need to be right with God.
所以第一点，我们需要与神和好。
And the second thing is, you need to be about your master's business.
第二就是我们需要重视我们的主人所重视的事情。
You need to be doing the task your teacher assigned to you.
你要做老师交给你的功课。
You need to be working hard.
你需要用功。
You need to be watching.
你需要警醒。
And being ready.
你要准备好。
Because it could come at any moment.
因为耶稣随时可能再来。
So think about all the things in your life that you treat as important.
所以想想看你人生当中你所重视的那些事情。
Now they might be important.
也许这些事很重要。
But look at yourself and ask, are these things more important to me than Jesus' second coming?
可是你来跟耶稣再来这些事比较看看是不是还真的那么重要。
Because there's nothing more important.
因为没有一件事情会比耶稣再来还重要。
So what is this task God's given?
所以上帝给我们的是什么任务呢?
We read about it last week.
上礼拜我们有读到。
The gospel must be preached to all nations.
就是福音必须要传遍传到万国。
Basically, he gives us our task and whatever else we're doing in life that we go and tell other people, hey, Jesus is coming again in judgment, but he's provided a way for you not to be cast out where there's weeping and gnashing of teeth.
无论如何，我们的任务就是我们要跟别人分享福音，告诉别人耶稣第二次再来的时候就要带来审判，但是他提供一个道路让我们可以得救。
So let's be about our master's work.
所以让我们大家都来专心的来做主人交给我们的工作。
Let's pray.
一起来祷告。
Dear Lord, help us to know what is important.
主啊，求你帮助我们知道什么事才是重要的。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
I'll give a chance for question and answer.
给大家机会问一下问题。
It could be something you've read in the Bible recently, or it could be from the sermon today.
也许是你最近读圣经有些什么问题，或者是今天的信息有什么问题。
Okay. It's certainly okay if we don't have questions, but if you come across something, oh, Richard, you have something.How does God draw sinners if he cannot look at sin?
上帝要怎么样让罪人来到他面前呢？如果他本身是不能够他不能看罪这件事罪恶。
We will look at, I think, the first chapter of Ephesians.I hope this will answer it.
看以弗所书一章，希望这边可以回答那个问题。
Let me see. First, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 4.
以弗所书一章四节。
And it's an interesting question because God is holy and just. It's like a fire. If you put paper next to a fire, it's going to catch fire and flame and burn up.
上帝是圣洁的，就好像一团火一样。如果你拿一张纸靠近这个火，马上就会被烧尽。
Why don't we burn up?
那为什么我们在这个圣洁的上帝面前不会被烧毁？
Why from that first time our first parents sinned?Did the whole world just not get annihilated in fire and destruction?
为什么人类的始祖犯罪的第一次犯罪的时候，整个世界没有就消灭了？
Ephesians 1:4.
以弗所书一章四节。
For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight.
就如神从创立世界以前，在基督里拣选了我们，使我们在他面前成为圣洁，无有瑕疵。
In love, he predestined us to be adopted as his sons through Jesus Christ, in accordance with the pleasure of his will.
又因爱我们，就按着自己意志所喜悦的，预定我们借着耶稣基督得儿子的名分。
And so what I'm thinking is that God had the plan of salvation.And how he was going to save sinners from the beginning. So when he looks over the history of time, he doesn't just look at sin. He also looks at Jesus' sacrifice that was going to happen.
我想耶稣上帝从一开始在创世之前就已经有一套救赎的计划，知道要怎么样来救赎我们。所以他从一开始看我们，并不是用从罪的角度来看我们，而是看到耶稣怎么样为我们。承担我们的罪，使我们成为公义。
And the only other thing I can think of is, kind of like a parent with their child when their child is being bad.
另外，我想到一个例子，就是父母看到孩子很坏的时候。
The evil is there, and you cannot ignore it.
你看到孩子那么坏的时候，你知道那个罪恶在他里面，你没有办法漠视。
But there's also a love for the child.
可是他还是爱这个孩子。
And I mean, you can see this again, when God talks about the nation of Israel and their rebellion, and He still loves them, but He brings judgment on them.
在圣经上也可以看到，上帝是非常爱他的以色列子民，即使在他们犯罪的时候，但是他还是要审判他们。
But I don't know if we could answer it further this time.
大概只能回答。
Okay. That's okay. So he's saying, then does the Spirit only at work in people
who are predestined,
and is he not at work in anybody else at all? Okay. Talk to you. Okay.
圣灵是不是只在那些被预定、被拣选的人身上动工呢？
Well, remember that the Spirit is at work in all of creation. And even in Genesis, you see the Spirit hovered over the face of the deep.
在创世纪一章可以看到，圣灵是运行在全地，圣灵应该是在所有的受造物身上运行。
And in the Old Testament, you'd have people that weren't necessary believers that the Spirit would take control of them to do something. Like one time, these guys like hated Israel, so they paid the prophet Balaam to curse Israel. But every time he tried to say a curse, his mouth would come out all these blessings for Israel.
在旧约圣经可以看到，有些人不信上帝，可是圣灵还是可以临到他们身上。比如说，像有一次有些那个异邦，他们就外邦国家，他们就付钱请一个先知叫巴兰要去咒诅以色列。可是他这个巴兰每次一开口，他就说出祝福的话来，因为圣灵就在他身上运行。
And you remember, with Noah, my spirit will not contend with man forever. When he said to Noah, "I'm going to destroy the world," he said, "My spirit will not contend with man forever."
上帝也对准备要摧毁全人类的时候对挪亚说，我的灵不会一直的在人身上。
So I think there's a general working of the Holy Spirit in man, and then there's a special relational working with it.
所以我想圣灵是会在人身上动工。
We'll talk more later. But it was a good question.
Find reasons for the things we do, everything we do. Mm-hmm. And it's hard for me to have Christ return as the reason for living a holy life. Partly because it's that exam, which I don't know when it is. If I knew it was going to be on Friday, I think it might affect me, but since it's not, it's easier for me to try and do good things and live a righteous holy life simply.Because I know that God is ubiquitous and He's everywhere and He knows everything, and not so much because of Christ's return. I'm just wondering, is that wrong, or do you have any thoughts on that?
想说，我们做一个基督徒，我们为什么要，我们想要活出一个圣洁的生活？这个背后的动力应该是什么？是因为耶稣再来吗？还是是不是应该 把这个耶稣再来这件事情当作一个动机，让我们可以想要活出圣洁的生命。
Okay, I have two verses for you.
我有两节经文。
The first is 1 Corinthians chapter 3.
这是哥林多前书三章。
We will face a judgment.
我们必定会面对审判。
Christians will face a judgment.
基督徒也会面对审判。
But the judgment is not a judgment whether or not we'll be accepted into God's presence.
可是这个审判不是在审判说我们可不可以来到神的面前。
But it's a judgment, it's a statement on our life as a Christian.
可是这是在审判我们是我们活出什么样的一个基督徒的生命。
Now, 1 Corinthians 3:12 to 15.
哥林多前书三章十二到十五节。
If any man builds on this foundation using gold, silver, the foundation being Christ, if anyone builds on this foundation using gold, silver, costly stones, wood, hay, or straw, his work will be shown for what it is, because the day will bring it to light. It will be revealed with fire, and the fire will test the quality of each man's work. If what he has built survives, he will receive his reward. If it is burned up, he will suffer loss. He himself will be saved, but only as one escaping through the flames.
哥林多前书三章十二节，若有人用金银宝石草木和秸在这根基上，就在基督的根基上建造，个人的工程必然显露，因为那日子要将它表明出来，有火发现，这火要试验个人的工程怎样。人在这根基上所建造的工程若存得住，他就要得赏赐。人的工程若被烧了，他就要受亏损，自己却要得救，虽然得救乃像从火里经过的一样。
And it's a really good question. If Jesus' perfect life already covers all your sin, what's the motivation for living a good life anymore?
所以如果耶稣已经为我们舍命承担我们的罪，我们已经得到公义了，那为什么我们还需要活出圣洁的生命呢？
And you probably picked it up from what Jesus was saying in those parables. There is some kind of motivation of the fact that this boss is coming back unexpectedly.And there's kind of some kind of judgment going on.
所以你从耶稣那个比喻说啊，这个主人突然回来，那会有赏赐，有惩罚，可能从这边得到一些联想。
Now here, verse 15, the man, if he doesn't live a good life, in a sense, he will escape through the fire as one escaping flames with nothing.To show for his life.
这边讲到说，这样的人，他还是可以得救，可是就他的工程都被火烧光了，他没有什么可以献给神的。
But even that's a great thing to escape those flames.
不过能够从火中得救，这也是一件大事。
But so it's like Jesus talks about laying treasures in heaven. We have a motivation to labor and do good and be faithful.Partly just because we want something to last. You know, you want your work to last. You don't want it to disappear.
所以耶稣说要积财宝在天上。我们都希望能够为我们将来在天上可以积存一些财宝、一些东西。我们不希望我们所做的一切到时候全部化为乌有，什么都没有了。
In Taiwan, authors have a problem with this because the book market just circulates so fast. They'll get their book out and in 3 months it's off the shelves.It doesn't last. And it's really discouraging for authors.
在台湾的作家就是他们的新书一出版大概在市面上流行三个月然后就结束了就再也没有人会去看他的书。
So there's a reward as far as your work lasting into eternity that you can see here. But even if your work is tested and it's found faulty, you will still escape the flames.
所以在这边可以看到，如果你活出一个圣洁的生命，你这些最后都是你的奖赏。但是，即使是没有，你还是会逃过这个火的一劫，只是你就什么都没有。
And the other verse is what we looked at 2 weeks ago, Romans 12, chapter 1. What's the motivation for doing good, in addition to trying to get a reward in heaven?
那除了我们除了要活出一个圣洁的生，我们活出一个圣洁的生命，除了是想要在天上得赏赐之外， 还有另外一个原因。
Romans 12:1 Therefore I urge you brothers in view of God's mercy to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship.
在罗马书十二章一节说，所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的，你们要如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。
So you want to serve God because you're just so thankful of what He's done. And if you have trouble wanting to serve God, you need to take more time to meditate on what God has done for you and the mercy He's shown to you.
你想要侍奉上帝是因为你知道神对你有多好。
I mean, forget even rewards. You just out of thankfulness, if you really see how much you have been saved and what a terrible fate God has brought you from and how hard it was to get you there, then you'll want to do something.
如果你能够明白神对你的拯救是多么的伟大，你就会想要活出一个圣洁的生命，根本甚至不会去想到所谓什么奖赏。
And I didn't give you a verse, but the root of both things, wanting a reward in heaven and wanting and being thankful to God, is because when you become a believer, God gives you a new heart, and He gives you a heart that wants to serve Him, and that's different from when you weren't a believer.
所以我们除了说我们想要得到赏赐，然后想要感谢神所以才活出圣洁的生命。其实最主要的是，我们得救的时候，神给我们一颗新的心，让我们想要来侍奉他。
You can write this down. We don't have to read it. It's Ezekiel 36.
你可以写下来，在以西结书36章
verse 26.
26节。
Talks about that new heart.
讲到那个新的心。
Okay, we'll end the questions there. Thank you for all.
谢谢大家发问。
Now, I just want to remind you again, there's an offering box in the back. If you got a visitor's welcome card, and if you want to be kept up with the church and get information about events, fill it out and put it in the offering box.
我们后面有一个奉献箱，如果你想要接到教会的消息你可以写下你的 email， 然后投在那个奉献箱里面。
Remember, try to be here next week if you're a member of that non-profit that allows us to get tax deductions for our donations.
然后请记得下礼拜我们有一个非盈利机构的这个会议，因为我们这个有这个机构的名义，我们就可以报税可以节税。
And if you're interested in becoming a church member, grab one of those membership surveys in the back and fill that out.
然后如果你也想成为我们教会的会友，记得填写后面那个表格。
Probably in January we'll start acting on those surveys.
我们大概从1月开始会来建立这个会友制度。
Get some people to come up and give testimonies and things like that.
然后也请大家来做一些见证。
So why don't you stand to receive the Lord's benediction?
请大家起立接受祝祷。
The Lord bless you.
愿主赐福给你。
The Lord keep you.
保守你。
The Lord make His face shine upon you.
愿主的脸光照你。
Not in judgment, but in pleased love because of His Son.
不是要审判你，而是要爱你，因为他儿子的缘故。
Both now and forevermore.
从今时直到永远。
Amen.
Amen.